This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM are next for main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
The headlines. Court finds Livingston Mayor with case to answer in property rates corruption scandal. Government pledges increased support for local and foreign investment. Hamas denies receiving new Gaza ceasefire proposal ahead of Trump-Netanyahu meeting. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Lusaka Senior Magistrate Trevor Kasanda has found Livingston Mayor Constance Maleavai with a case to answer in a corruption matter involving the cancellation of property rates owed by Zamnuka Farming Limited. When the matter came up for ruling on whether there was a case or no case to answer, Magistrate Kasanda indicated that the state had proved a prima facie case against the Livingston mayor through credible, reliable and sufficient evidence. In the first count, allegations are that Ms. Maleavai, between 1st August and September 31st, 2023, in her role as Livingston mayor, corruptly solicited 120,000 kwacha from Mark Gabites, the owner of Zamnuka Farm Limited. In the second count, during the same period, she is alleged to have corruptly solicited and received 180,000 kwacha in cash from the same individual, intended to secure a 100% remission of the property rates bill owed to the Livingston City Council for a transaction involving Zamnuka Farm Limited, a private entity. Ms. Maleavai has since been placed on her defense, which is currently underway at the Livingston Magistrates Court. The Lusaka High Court has granted former Kasama Member of Parliament, Kelvin Sampa, bail pending his appeal hearing in the sum of 250,000 kwacha with two working sureties from government institutions against a 24-month jail term handed on 30th June 2025. In her ruling, the Lusaka High Court judge, Gaudencia Milimo Salasini, ruled that Mr. Sampa's appeal has prospects of success and also ordered that he surrender his passport and report to the officer in charge of Ibex Hill Police Station every 2 weeks while the appeal is pending. The bail order follows an application by the defense and opposition from the state, which argued that no exceptional circumstances existed to justify release pending appeal and that the grounds of appeal lacked merit. The High Court heard submissions from counsel for both parties at a hearing on 17th September 2025 before delivering the ruling and was convinced that Mr. Sampa is entitled to bail pending his appeal hearing. Mr. Sampa was convicted and sentenced on 30th June 2025 by the Lusaka Magistrates Court to 24 months imprisonment with hard labor on one count of theft relating to the misappropriation of 1.4 million kwacha between May 2021 and March 2022 from Baruku Selesi Ngulu Trading Limited in connection with the release of a consignment of Konyagi spirit impounded by the Zambia Revenue Authority. In granting bail, the High Court considered the grounds of appeal and found a real prospect that the appeal may succeed, including a contention that the trial court erred by substituting the offence at law. Under the terms of the order, the two sureties must be from government institutions and each is set at 50,000 kwacha. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbe Komsokotwane has reaffirmed government's commitment to increasing local and foreign direct investment into Zambia's economy, saying investments lead to job creation and more revenue collection. Speaking at a symposium on the 2026 national budget in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Msokotwane, however, expressed delight at the increased investor confidence, which he attributed to government's consistency and the creation of an enabling environment for investment. Dr. Msokotwane has cited growth in the mining and agriculture sectors, noting that Zambia is no longer importing fertilizer today.
I think for this administration going forward, we will vigorously pursue the issue of attracting investments more and more and more. Because this is what creates wealth, this is what creates jobs, this is what enhances investment rates. We are going to push investment. And the response is good. We have led a lot in the country by being consistent, by creating a good environment. Look at what still happens in the mining sector, which we thought was collapsing. It is our right to live bigger, bigger. Mining sector is growing to big, bigger investments and good policies.
Speaking earlier, Indo-Zambia Bank Managing Director Rajesh Singh said the 2026 national budget speaks directly to the aspirations of the people of Zambia.
We want people to go for it later. What is
this? We want to get stakeholders here. Country wide and beyond. Involving the coming 2026 budget, which consolidates the gains of the past 4 years while charting bold new projects. The factory areas we have outlined, agriculture modernization, multi-layer industrialization, energy diversification, human capital investment, public sector reform, tourism and infrastructure development, and social protection speaks directly to the aspirations of the people of Zambia.
Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo this morning ordered police to remove a roadblock mounted during peak hours, citing concerns over the inconvenience caused to motorists. Mr. Matambo encountered the checkpoint while en route to Luansha and criticized the timing of the operation, saying that the roadblocks between 06 and 10 hours are particularly disruptive to commuters heading to work. The minister has questioned the rationale behind such checkpoints during critical travel hours and warned that they risk undermining public trust in government institutions. Mr. Matambo instructed the officers to dismantle the checkpoint immediately and issued a directive against conducting similar operations during peak traffic times in the future.
You want people to go for it later. What are you trying to do? You want to make this government unpopular. That's what you are saying. Well, how can you put a roadblock for 7 hours and people are going for work in town? How? That means give people time to go for work from 06 up to about 10. Then you do your checkup. People are going for work at 7 hours. You are putting a roadblock on the road. Why? You want the government to be unpopular. What? From today, this road, when people are going for work, give them time, 06 to 10 hours. Let them go for work. Then 10 hours to start your road. Stop with what you are doing. People are complaining there. They are going for work. Then you stop them on the road. From 06 to 10 hours, let people go for work. When they think, when they're in their offices, they are working, put up your road.
In global news, Hamas has denied receiving any new proposals from mediators regarding a ceasefire in Gaza, the group said in a press statement on Sunday. Hamas said it was willing to consider any proposals presented by the mediators positively and responsibly in a manner that preserves the national rights of Palestinian people. The group also said that ceasefire negotiations have been stalled since Israel struck members of its leadership in Doha earlier in September. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
The leaders of France, Germany and Poland have congratulated Moldova on its